Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewe and I'm the host. This is The Presser. It's a press conference audio after the game between Cape Town City and Mamelodi Sundowns. That was the first leg of the MTN 8 semi-final. First off, we'll start off with the match report. It was the first leg of the MTN 8 semi-final between Cape Town City and Mamelodi Sundowns. The two clubs collided on a rain-affected Saturday afternoon at the Cape Town Stadium. The home side, Cape Town City, came into the match with a relatively favourable record against the visitors, Mamelodi Sundowns, having won 3 matches and lost 2 against the Yellow Submarines from Pretoria. A few obstacles had to be navigated past by Masandawana. One of them, the do-or-die fixture against Horoya scheduled for Tuesday evening, only 3 days away from the current predicament of an important semi-final against City. In response, Peter Musimane made more than 6 changes from his midweek tussle against Highlands Park as he rested his preferred starting players and hoped for the best. For MacArthur City, the resting of key players by an opponent as big as Mamelodi Sundowns was music to their ears. This was to be another advantage they had over the visitors, besides the 6 days rest they had from their last match. Tego Modise and Gwanda Mgonyama had a bone to pick against their former side. Unsurprisingly, it was Mgonyama's header that provided the assist for the winning goal. The stock for the evergreen defender Tariq Phillips continued to be on the up. His influence on the game proved immense, as a goal and a clean sheet more than compensated for his early yellow card. At first glance, the goal looked okay, but on second look, in slow motion, Ayanda Patosi appeared to be offside as he received the pass from the short corner. There were positives for the visitors. Youngster Sipelele Mkhulise continues to put his hand up for more game time. One of his stunning strikes was unfortunate to only hit the post. Jose Alimeza had moments of attacking brilliance where at times he made small work of defenders by whizzing past them. His final product still needs to be worked on though. Lila Kay, facing his former colleague, did himself justice and remains a decent left back. Cape Town City's goalkeeper Peter Leeuwenberg still doesn't know what it's like to concede a goal in South Africa, whilst Ayanda Patosi's fitness improves as he played more than 80 minutes. It finished 1-0 in favour of the home side. City's slender lead will make for an interesting second leg of the MTN 8 semi-final.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Here's coach Peter Musimane on his impression on the game.
Yeah, we played well. I'm not unhappy with my boys under the circumstances. I think you all know that 90% of the team that's on the pitch has not even played 45 minutes. I'm not talking about first start for Tony Silva. I think Ali Menza played longer than he ever played. Young Pizzo in the midfield never started. Lucky never started. Musa never started. Kennedy started against Eros. I guess those are the few players that has never even played 45 minutes and come here and play a tough game like this. It's brilliant. I'm happy with the progression of our periodization in the build up of our program, because we have a different program, so I think we're managing it well. You know, we're the last team to play, to finish when the PSL stopped. We're the last team to finish 14 days after we were playing. We're the first team to play 14 days before everybody when the PSL started. We're the last team to have played on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and we're the first team to play this weekend. And we are the first team to play again on Tuesday, you know. So, if you look at the program and how it goes, and I knew it's gonna go the way it's going, it's not gonna be easy, because we are an ambitious club, eh? And that's the price you pay when you're ambitious. When you want more, you gotta put more. But it's the way it is. You play three competitions in 6 days, so you're playing the league. It's a different mentality and the mood and emotions. And then you play Champions League, it's a different emotions, because it's a bigger tournament. A tournament when we play all the time, you're on the pitch, and you look up, there's a South African flag flying there. And it's a national agenda, you know. And you have the top 8 that, you know, our supporters are emotional about the cup games. and you have to pitch, and you can't give excuses. And this is the team we left behind when we went to Morocco. And if it comes out like this, I'm happy. We did very well. And to match a very good team like Cape Town City, you know, I'm proud of the boys. All is not lost. We still have another chance to play in Pretoria. Normally there's a goal in Pretoria. So we just have to accept we made a very, very biggest mistake ever, ever. I mean, it's a big mistake. But we also have to understand that's what happens when you change the team. Because there's no way you play Cape Town City, the second kick, you leave Felice alone. No chance. You can't do that. No chance. And Musa left him alone. And Musa. It's okay. He's going to grow. He has to pay school fees, remember? He comes from another environment. He's in another environment. Yeah, it's tough here. Yeah. I have Wayne Aaron. He can swap it out on the bench. Eh? But I have to give Musa a chance to play. So for me, it's not a win at all costs. If I want to sort it out, I put Wayne. Finished. And if I want really, really need a goal and I'm desperate, I broke his sitting on the bench. If I really want to strengthen the midfield, I've got Andile Jali and Opamani is on the bench. You know, I've got Tiani Mabunda on the stands. You know, I can do as much as I can do everything. If I want to win, I put Villagas and Sereno and I put Mishishi, I put Kekana, you know the story. I can just bring the big guns. But we have a chance to play a game. You know, Dennis must rest. Yeah, but we played well. I think we created chances, some of the post. Interesting to see the Lafour's goal. Very interesting. Will be interesting to see the goal they scored also. Eh? But I don't say much because I know what you guys are going to say. Peter's complaining. You know, it's fine. It's okay. We'll get there. These things do happen. It's part of football. And you have to give credit. I think my boys did well. I'm not unhappy with them. I'm unhappy that we lost. But you must also look at the circumstances. They played well. They pushed the ball around. Lebo, we played him as an 8. Today, normally we put him up front, give Tony Silva a chance. I think he did well as a striker.
The coach touches on the impact of travelling and how it affects his team selection.
And he went to play and he travelled to Polokwane. And even the team that played Polokwane didn't even have the same players of Oroya. Mark is there. He can help you with that information. And then he travels to Kasa. And then we are going to Accra. We are 5.5 hours from 12:30 to 5:30 in transit. And then we take another 5.5 hours to Kasa, 1.5 day. That team played against the champions of Africa. It's another level. Eh? There's nothing bigger than that in this continent. And then the same team comes back 1.5 days. I play them against Highlands because I have to rest them for the weekend. You know what I'm trying to say? I have to do that because it is the way it is. If I'm afraid, if I want to win, you know, I bring Sereno and Shishi and Villa and Kekana and this thing stops. You know the story. So I don't want to go at that level because we have time. We lost 1-0 away, né? So we can go home and score 1-1-1 and then it goes longer. And then we have a chance also, né? So let the guys rest, Ricardo, Nascimento, let them rest, they must play. Let Wayne rest, let Musa play. So, if you put all your eggs in one basket, that basket drops, you're finished. Because you are worried about winning now, it's a win at all costs. No, we have another chance with Cape Town City. Okay?
Mosimane also speaks on the must-win CAF tie against Oroya.
Easy, no? You have the team to beat Oroya, yes? In Pretoria, the goal is there. You know that it's coming. 20 minutes is there. Might be not 20 minutes, as I say, but at the end, we have to win it. I mean, when we played, the Togo team was a win at all costs. If we lost, we're out.
And lastly, the coach speaks on his plans for Musa Lebusa and how he fits in the overall picture at Masantawana.
I said it when I got him that I want him to be I want him for a left centre back. Remember? I think he's good there. I think he had a decent game. Except the mistake of leaving the player. I must support him. Mushi used him as a left. Mushi was playing 3 centre backs. Okay? And I was not happy that he comes to me from that kind of system because I need 4 at the back, not 5. When I look at that, without a training session, we never trained it. Yesterday, we were off. because at Sundowns, sorry, you don't train, you play. There's no time to train. We just did the labor of 20, 30 minutes yesterday, just finding out from him that he's okay, that. And I've been making him aware that he has to check, do mesh analysis a lot on Nascimento, and tell me where Nascimento went right, where Nascimento didn't go right. That's the training he gets. At Sundowns, there's no training. He trains with visuals. So he has done very well. And today, he did not disappoint. Let's be honest. It's just that he lost concentration and Philly scored a goal. That probably that goal, I don't know. Maybe you must see it. And then you'll write your article on Monday.
Here's Coach Benny McCarthy. First off, his impression of the match.
I think for the people that paid money to come and watch a really two good footballing teams come and play football, I think it was money's worth. I know it's 1-0 scoreline doesn't deflect on the excitement the game had. You know, I think tactically we got it right towards the second half. Second half, we were much better on how we were supposed to start the game. We were a bit sluggish. Kwasi at times was giving the ball away too easy, and which allowed them to dictate the game. You know. But we were fortunate to go into the half at 0-0. So then I think, I just said to the players that I asked for us to dictate the game, to control the pace of the game, because I think as much as the Sundowns players and they're from the best players we've got in the country, but I think if we apply more pressure higher up with the likes of Matisha and Lebusha, they haven't played together as a pair yet, so there's no understanding that. And I think second half we started doing that a bit much better, and then we started controlling things and starting to play our football, and we got in the balls in the right areas, getting Craig and Kize to go on the overlap, and obviously I also asked them to make use of our aerial strength, because that's what we're good at. We've got the best deliverer in the game, Patosi, and he was putting the balls in the area where we asked him to, where we practiced this past week on, but the Oaks didn't have that willingness to get hurt at times, but you get the ball in the back of the net, but at least one of them paid off, so we managed to score from a set piece, because we know that's the area where we can hurt them, you know. I still feel like we let them a little bit off the hook as well, but overall I'm happy with the effort, the attitude, the mentality, and just the perseverance from the guys. And we were able to score one goal, and last week was such a frustration because we didn't have one shot on target, and today was different, where we could have really punished the best team in the league. But we gave ourselves a 1-0 advantage, but we didn't concede, and that's superb. Four games now for Peter, four clean sheets, so tremendous. And already I see Sundowns is trying their way. How can they get in? So
the players looked amped up for the game. So what did he tell his players before the game?
No, of course I said to them, like, for them not to let the occasion play them. They must be the occasion, you know. It's, we've been in this situation last season, and people didn't give us a shouting charge when we were up against Wits. And so I said they should start getting used to playing these big occasions. So, but they shouldn't let the occasion of a semi-final MTN overshadow what they put out every day. So they must go, be free. The game doesn't really need me to motivate them or anybody else. They'll see the turn up from fans that will come out today. That should be motivating enough for them. So I think that's why, towards the latter stages of the first half, then we started becoming a bit more free, and then they started to enjoy, because we saw that we were still in the game at 30 minutes on. Normally Sundowns put teams to bed this time. So then, the free flow in football started coming in, and then we started looking more our usual self, and I was happy with that. And Kwanda, yeah, Kwanda has been up for it. I think he had an apple to peel with Sundown. So in training this whole week, he's been buzzing, and I was pretty tempted to start him. But then I thought, you know what, our back four, the back five with Peter, they've done well. So I don't want to mix too much and change the whole shape of the game. So let me rather just stick to that and see how it goes. But I'll introduce him second half. And I just felt like Kwasi today was a little bit off. He wasn't his usual self. He was giving balls away, and he was trying too hard. And I just felt that, okay, yeah, halftime was the right moment to give Kwanda a shot. And I said to him, well, if he doesn't come good, send him back on a free to Sundowns.
McCarthy now looks ahead of his midweek fixture away to Free State Stars.
If only relegation was fifth place, it would have been nice. But yeah, unfortunately, we have to do that ugly travel, and it's not a pleasant one for us because we have to fly to Joburg, and then on Joburg, on that windy road, for five hours, it's not pleasant, and that's why I don't think many teams from the Cape go to Free State and get a result. But I think for us, well, we don't really have a choice. You know, it is what it is, and I think the guys mentally just have. That's what they, why they get paid the big money for. You have to be a chameleon, be able to adapt, to change. And I'm now coming off this high. We're going to take Free State as another cup final, because 3 points is what, that's our daily bread. That's, you know, you don't want to lose track of the teams in front, your Bloom Celtics, your Wits, your High Flyers at the moment. So if you go and get a positive result, for me, 3 points, that would be the ideal. But I know it's not going to be easy, but we'll try and freshen the team up. So we'll make some changes. Definitely, we'll have to make changes, but try not to make too many changes. That will just disrupt the continuity that we have at the moment. And then we'll see how it goes, Chrissy.
And finally, Ayanda Patosi's fitness appears to be improving. The mentor had this to say about that.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I think if you can get him to play as much as possible, only football games will bring his fitness back up to level. But he's done well. He's been very good in trainings, and he's been working hard, and he is trying. And I think with me, it's about trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. And he's changed his lifestyle, he's changed his mindset a little bit. So he's been a bit more consistent in training. And I think that's why you find him in most of the starting 11s now, because he's trying to make a difference, and he knows the importance he has when he's at his best in this team, you know. So because of the attitude that he shows in training and on a daily basis, and that's why I'm going to persevere with him, and I'm going to keep the faith and keep giving him benefit of the doubt up until he proves us otherwise. But up until now, very happy with his application, with how he goes through the game. And yeah, he was very unfortunate today. He kept his shots on target, but unfortunately straight to the keeper. I think hopefully against Free State it will start being, last week it was all skyrocket high. Today it's all directed at the keeper. Hopefully on Wednesday they'll start finding the corner, and then when it's Sundowns next, everything he touches ends up in the back of the net. So that's the intention, that's the aim.
And we thank you very much for listening to Sokala Duma Radio. Much appreciated. From me, Nkululeko Ngeu, that's it for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.